Well,
as you
mentioned,
people are generous and people want to help. And so the goods mostly come from individuals and community groups who want to help people in need. And for example, it could be a community group that decides to put a call out to fill a shipping container with tinned food, secondhand clothes, household goods, or even a single carton sent by an individual or a family. And to give you an example of or an idea of the volume involved, after Tropical Cyclone Winston in 2016 in Fiji received 133 containers and over 8,000 pieces of loose cargo, so that's cartons or packages, totaling 83,000 cubic meters of unrequested goods. Now that's enough to fill 33 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Is that a
Now
bad thing?
that's a massive amount of unexpected cargo to be arriving during the emergency response. This is goods that were unexpected and no one knew they were coming, and hence they could not be planned for. So with no official consignee or receiver, they can sit in the port, incurring container rental fees, storage charges. They take up valuable space and can actually slow down or even block the movement of vital aid that governments and responders on the ground has deliberately imported for the relief effort.
And what can
Now,
some of the consequences be for that?
well, for example, those container loads of cargo or those parcels and packages may sit unopened for quite a while the first responders and the governments and the national disaster management organisations are dealing with the cargo that they were expecting, which means they may not get open for quite some time. And when they do get opened, they can find that the goods inside are damaged because maybe they were not packaged properly, that they've been spoilt by heat, that the food has expired, or even that the goods were inappropriate or unneeded. So, for example, that in TC Winston, Tropical Cyclone Winston in 2016, somebody sent skis to Fiji. You know, sometimes it includes other examples of chandeliers, weight loss drinks, formal gowns. I mean, so the sad thing in all this is those donated goods most likely will end up in landfill. And that's not what the people who sent the goods in the first place, that was not their intention. Their intention was to try and help people, not to create blockages in the port or to actually have their kindness go to waste by ending up in landfill. Now, I'll give you another example. So after Tropical Cyclone Pam in 2015, Vanuatu received 77 containers of donated goods. And once they were opened, half of the food items were expired and had to be sent to landfill. And the total cost in storage, handling, and container rental fees to the government of Vanuatu was $2.5 million. Now, that $2.5 million, which the government had to pay, could have bought 40,000 tarps and 25,000 shelter kits and 30,000 kitchen sets and produced 45 million litres of water locally. So I would just like to get across to listeners that this is a big and serious issue, and that your one small intended good deed of sending a container is actually contributing potentially to a very big problem.
So, what is a better way to donate?
I mean, in times of crisis and in times of emergency response, cash is the best way that you can donate. Cash is immediate. It doesn't sit in a port waiting to clear customs. It can be immediately where it needs to be. It allows those people on the ground who are responding to the emergency to buy exactly what's needed at that time. Maybe in a particular emergency, food is not an issue, but water and sanitation is. Maybe medicines and health products are not required, but maybe shelter items are. Cash is very flexible, so if things are changing on the ground, it allows first responders to meet the evolving needs. And cash goes a lot further. So, for example, you could produce 15,000 litres of clean drinking water in Tonga, the same amount of money it would cost to send 9 litres of water from New Zealand. That's 9 litres of water from New Zealand as a donated good. With a cash donation, can produce 15,000 litres of water locally on the ground. So we would be encouraging people to donate to a reputable charity organisation.
And WFP, World Food Programme, to which you're the head of in the Pacific, has launched a website called Donate Responsibly. What is on the site and what will you learn from it and how do you access it?
Okay, so The website address is www.donateresponsibly.org. It's a public website. It's primarily aimed at people, the general public in Australia and New Zealand, but this is not an issue unique to the Pacific. It's actually a global issue, and anyone in the world would benefit from accessing the website. And the website takes the user on a journey to discover why donations of goods such as household items, clothing and food, which are thought to be helpful, may in fact have the opposite effect. You'll learn about inappropriate items sent to disaster zones. You'll be able to calculate the impact of those inappropriate items, what supplies could be bought with the same amount of cash donation. You can find resources to find out about charities and NGOs. So through the website, you can actually check if the charities that you're thinking of donating to are registered with different development organisations. And you can learn about the negative impacts of donated goods on the environment and how they affect the capacities of governments providing relief on the ground. And the creation of the website was funded through the generous donation of the government of Japan. So I'd like to thank the government of Japan for their support in the building of this website.
So finally, on this issue in regarding donating responsibly, what is your call out, your call to action for those listening from the Pacific and globally?
I would like to tell people, don't let your kindness go to waste. People are generous and well-meaning, and we all want that generosity to be as effective as possible. And maybe there is a more effective way to donate than donating goods. So if you're thinking of sending goods during an emergency, I would ask you to go to the website, in fact, go now, and check it out. And if you see your friends or people on Facebook or people in your community proposing to fill a container, suggest they also check out the website. My big message would be, don't let your kindness go to waste. And I'm pleased you said globally, the Pacific and globally, because this issue is not unique to the Pacific. This is an issue across the world in any major disaster.
If people donate by cash, which frees up port facilities and also human resources to take on other work, do you think this could actually help save lives?
Oh, most definitely. Because if you've got a port that's congested or blocked with unrequested containers, and you've got life-saving food items, water and sanitation items, life-saving medicines coming through that port, and they can't get to people fast enough, yes, in major disasters, it would definitely save lives.